You know, they passed the law in Arkansas, no hitchhiking.
Yeah.
And one afternoon, I was hitchhiking, trying to get a ride to Little Rock. And so a fellow by the name of Mr. Cuff, he was the baddest fellow down through.
Guy, yeah.
Yeah, in the latter part of Arkansas. So he said, "What you doing hitchhiking here, fella, a boy?" I said, "Well, say, I'm trying to get home to work." He said, "Why you working? Who you work for?" I said, "I work in Hughes for Mr. Charlie Hughes." So he said, "Come on, I'll take you there." You know what I mean? Any other time,
you know, whipping the other man.
Yeah, don't be working. Yeah. You'd have got a whipping.
That's right, yeah. That's
and,
right.
And went to jail and went to the levee, and went to the farm.
Went out on the farm and worked for no pay.
That's right. So
since
I worked for Mr. Charlie Hewlin, he taken me to Mr. Charlie.
Yeah, he was even scared to bother you because you was one of his...
That's right, he take me in his car.
That's right.
He also gave me a drink.
That's right.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Yeah.
They'll do that, too. About Charlie Hewlin, see, he was really a friend. I mean, we thought so anyway that time to Negro.
Well, that's the man that we all run to, in time of just like
when someone mistreated us.
Yeah, Lou Rand or some of those guys.
Otherwise, he was considered the mercy man.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember an incident happened in Hughes, Arkansas. They had a fellow there named Charlie Holman that were running a honky tonk.
That's right, Val.
And he had a lot of property there, you know. He had a lot of property there. He'd been a customer. So they hired a sheriff there. And so this sheriff was living in one of Charlie Holman's place, houses. He wouldn't pay Charlie no rent. He was just staying there. And so every time that Charlie would ask him for some rent, he'd whip him.
Yeah.
So he happened to be, as they say, one of Mr. Charlie Hewlin's Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie Holman finally got up enough nerve to go tell Charlie Hewlin. So Charlie Hewlin tells the police that Saturday evening at 1 o'clock, meet me. I'm killing you or you kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Bill, this is no joke. That's what happened. So he met him that evening. And he told him, "Well, I can't kill you. You've been messing with one of my Negroes." So the police went to get his pistol. Charlie Hewlin shot him through the heart. So they pulled him over out the street and let the honky-tonk roll on.
Honky-tonk,
yeah, let the honky tonk.
Well, I've been in places, Slim, and Charlie Lowrand's on in his camps. That was levee camps. I've been in places where they have them, you know, they have their dances and their bell houses, what they call them. And Negroes all be in that gambling, you know, and they shoot a Negro down, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some little short guy be standing around the crap table is high, he can't get up there, and I'd see them pull him up, pull that dead man up there and stand on him and still keep shooting dice.
That's right.
And I've heard Lowrand come around and say, "If you boys keep yourself out of the grave, I'll keep you out of jail."
That's right.
Say, "If you kill a nigger, I'll hire nothing. If you know what I mean, if you kill a mule, I'll buy nothing."
That occurred to me on the levee camp. They used to say, you know, when fellas be so tired from carrying logs or something like that, you know, clearing a new ground.
Yeah.
It's a burn out, burn up.
Yeah.
Fall out, fall dead.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Just keep rolling.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the best you could do. So
yeah.
You work yourself to death, or either you're a good man.
That's right.
That was
I've heard those things,
too. We had a few Negroes
down
there that wasn't afraid of white people, then talk back to them.
That's right.
You know, I remember we had a
fellow
called Alan Miles.
Look, now, those people, this is the thing I want to explain.
They call those people crazy.
Crazy people.
Yeah.
I wonder why they call them crazy, because they speak up for his rights.
Yeah,
that's
they call them crazy.
Well, they do that, you know.
Yeah.
I had an uncle like that, and they hung him. They hung him down there because they say he was crazy and he might ruin the other Negroes.
That's right.
See?
Yeah.
And that's why they hung him, see, because he was a man that if he worked, then he wanted pay, and he could figure as good as a white man, and he had a good education as some of the white, better than some of the white people down there, because a lot of them down there would come to him for
advice. The white people down there were just about almost as dumb as we were.
I remember one time, my auntie, she had a baby, had a boy. See, he was about two or three years old, yeah. And the white man come up there one day and he told him, he said, "Say, Jerry, says I want you to get that woman out there and put her to work. Says there's no woman here sets up and don't work, sit up in the shade, but Miss Ann." And my uncle said, "Well, who is Miss Ann?" He says, "Miss Ann is my wife." He said, "Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Say, my wife is named Ann, too, and she sits up in the shade. She don't come out in the field and work." He says, "You got to come out." I said, "No nigger sets up here to outwork you." He said, "Well, that's one
Miss Ann is a Negro, and she ain't gonna glick in the field. And he jumps off his horse. Well, he whooped him. My uncle whooped him and run his horse on away and then beat him up and run him away from there. So then he went to town. He got a gang and come out there after him that night. And he shot all four or five of them, and they got away. And so then they finally caught him, and they hung him. So that's the story of him. Yeah. About 50 or 60 of them come out there and got him, killed him. That was on the account of he was protecting for his own wife because he didn't want his wife to work out on the plantation, on the farm. And his wife had a baby there at the house she had to take care of, and she was expecting another one pretty soon. And he said that she wasn't too good to work because she was a Negro. She could work as good as any other Negroes on the place. That was the whole story about that.
Another man done gone. 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 He's from the county farm. From the county farm, he's from the county farm. I didn't know his name.
But the main thing about it, I see this happen too in the South, that one boy down there, he was a white guy, was liking the same girl that this colored boy was liking. And he told this colored boy not to marry this colored girl because he wanted it for himself. And the boy told him that he loved her and he was going to marry her. He said, well, you can't get no license here. So the boy ran off, him and the girl, and went off to another town, and they got married. And they come back there, and the man asked him, was he really married to her? He said, yes. So the girl figured if she showed him the license, he would leave her go. So she showed him the license, then they went up there and got him and killed him. And then come back and got her. And she was in family way, was expecting a baby, and they killed her. And then they went and killed his daddy, and they killed his mother. And then one of his brothers, he went out to fight to try to protect him, and they killed him. So they killed 12 in that one family. That was 1913. The boy was named Andrew Belcher. That's the one they killed. And the whole family was Belcher. That was at the place they called Lawndale, Arkansas. That's out from Goose. From Goose, Arkansas, way out there in the woods. Killed the whole family out there. You see, now the main thing they'll do down there, it's like if I got three brothers, I go to work and do something to a white man, they can't catch me. They'll catch the other brothers.
Anybody in the family.
Yeah. You see, in the meantime, all the time, you could do these things and get away and run off, but why do something other than get your whole family killed? You know what I mean? So that's what they know they got on you. See, and if you got a family, they got a girl in the family that they like, you just want to let him have her. Because if you don't, he'll have to do something, you know, it's outrageous. Because when they see a Negro woman they like, they're going to have her if they want her.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone. Another man done gone. Another man done gone. He's from the county farm. 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 I didn't know his name. 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 He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had long chain on.